Good morning, friends. Welcome to morning worship and a very happy Christmas to you all. We open our worship singing to God's praise hymn number 306, O Come All Ye Faithful, 306. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Let us pray. Glory be to you, our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Lord God, we worship you, and today especially we remember the holy incarnation of your Son, Jesus Christ. As he is the Prince of Peace, let there be peace in our hearts and lives. Enable us to live at peace with others of your people and at peace within ourselves. We confess that we are unworthy to approach you, Lord God. We pray you to forgive all our sins, whatever form they have taken. Make us more alert to the temptations of the way and give us the strength to overcome them. Make us pure in heart, cleanse and purify our life, so that we may faithfully follow our Master's example and serve you with our whole life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hymn number 312, Away in a Manger, 312. God's Word in the New Testament, Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2, at verse 1. Matthew, chapter 2, at verse 1. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. In Bethlehem in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. And the Lord bless to us the reading of his holy word, and to his name be the glory and the praise. Hymn number 313, See in Yonder Manger Low, 313. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2, at verse 11. Gold and frankincense and myrrh, the gifts brought by the wise men from the east to be given to the child in the manger. Very significant gifts with a worldwide and a timeless significance, and in particular a challenging significance for you and me and the Christians of each succeeding generation. Legend has maintained that there were three wise men and that their names were Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar. Further legend has signified which of them brought each of the gifts. Melchior, it is said, brought the gold, Caspar the frankincense, and Balthazar the myrrh. These details are less important, probably added to make the essence of the story easier to remember. But the essence of the story is what matters. And we lay hold of that essence repeatedly as year after year we hear the story and celebrate the coming of the Christ child and all the attendant circumstances and the permanent message and the eternal meaning of it all. So, the gifts which the wise men from the east brought to the child in the manger. Gold, that was the first gift mentioned. Gold is traditionally the gift to give to a king. Gold was brought to Jesus because he was king, born a child and yet a king. Not only the Christmas story, as it's told by Matthew and Luke, with the details of visits by the shepherds and the wise men, but in other ways too, we are reminded that Jesus is king. King of the Jews he was claimed to be at the time of his birth. King of the Jews he was mockingly proclaimed to be at the time of his crucifixion. But Jesus is much more than king of the Jews. Soon after he physically left his disciples and sent them out on their world mission, began to dawn on them that Jesus was not only for the Jews, but for the world. And it was abundantly clear that he was a king, not in a worldly sense, with worldly authority and worldly power, but king in human lives, with an authority and a power far outreaching anything the world had ever known. It is important that we remember that Jesus is king in human life. It's he who has the authority and the power in our life. We don't meet Jesus as equals. We meet him as subjects meeting their ruler. The great Admiral Horatio Nelson had the reputation of being very magnanimous and kind to the admirals of other fleets when he had defeated them in battle. The story is told of one such admiral, having been defeated in battle, coming aboard Nelson's flagship. He was aware of this reputation which Nelson had, and he came towards him on the deck with hand outstretched in friendship. But Nelson remained with his hands by his side. "Your sword first," he said, "then your hand." Before being accepted as Nelson's friend, he must submit to Nelson. Before being friends to Jesus Christ, we must submit to him. It's a very effective message, and one to which we must pay heed as Christians. Jesus is king in our life. He is our friend, but not on the basis of jolly old pals. He's our king and we submit to him. Then we become his friend. Gold, the gift to give to a king. We give to him the most precious things we have, the concerns, the things, the people we hold most dear. All of these we give to the Lord. That is our gift of gold. The gift of frankincense, that is the gift to give to a priest. In our Church of Scotland set up, we don't have priests and we don't use incense. I don't know about you, but I've had only the briefest experience of attending worship in a church where incense was used. I must say, I didn't find it very pleasant at all. It would take me a long time to become used to such an experience. But incense was used by priests in the time of Jesus' earthly life, and of course it is still used by some denominations of the Christian Church today. The priest is the one who leads the congregation in their approach to God. That's what Jesus does for us, opens the way for us, makes it possible for us to approach God. That's why we offer all our prayers to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. There were two Latin words for priest which the early church used. One of them is the word pontifex, which literally means a bridge builder. Jesus Christ builds a bridge for us, not only to enable us to come to God, but to enable us to reach one another. So we bring to Jesus the gift of our fellowship, our concern for and our friendship with other Christians and other people generally. That is our gift of frankincense. The gift of myrrh, the gift given to one who is to die. Myrrh was used for anointing a dead body in preparation for burial. Jesus came to the world to die for the sins of God's people, to die for you and me. There's a very meaningful picture of Jesus by Holman Hunt. It shows Jesus still as a youth working in the carpenter's shop at Nazareth. It's towards the end of the day, and the young Jesus comes to the door of the workshop to stretch his limbs after being bent over the workbench for some hours. There he stands at the door with arms outstretched, and the setting sun casts his shadow on the wall behind him. There's no mistaking the shape of that shadow. Even there, at this comparatively early stage in his earthly life, there is the impending shadow of a cross. So even at Christmas, we know and think about Easter. Jesus comes to the world to live for human beings and eventually to die for them, to die for us so that we may live. Myrrh, the gift for one who is to die. We bring to him our readiness to die for him, to die with him, to die to sin, to die to all that has to do with sin and evil and darkness, so that through him we may live, so that we may live the life which is ruled by Jesus, who is King, so that we may live the life which is approaching God. We die to sin and we live with him, our Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Now to God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and evermore. Amen. We worship God in presenting our offering. Hymn number 316, Love Came Down at Christmas, 316. Thank you. Let us pray. O Lord, our God, we thank you for all your goodness, and on this day especially for the sending of your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the Savior of the world. We think of the gifts which were brought to him, and we ask you to bless and hallow the gift of our material offerings. May they be wisely used in the service of your church and kingdom. We pray you, Lord, to bless the church in all its forms throughout the world. Strengthen the church to proclaim the good news of Jesus, so that your people may be led to offer the gift of their adoration and service. Lord, in whose perfect kingdom no sword is drawn but the sword of righteousness, no strength is known but the strength of love, we pray you to bring together all people under the banner of the Prince of Peace. Bless our country, our Queen and the royal family. Guide and direct those in positions of authority and responsibility. Enable us all to live in peace and mutual respect and service. We ask your blessing on our homes and families. Bless especially the children and help them to come to know the Savior. Be with all family gatherings today, Lord, and with those who cannot be present with families for whatever reason. Help them to know that nothing can separate us from God's love in Jesus. Therefore, nothing can separate us from one another. We pray for those for whom this day and this time is difficult for one reason or another. Enable them to be aware of your presence and your help. We thank you, Lord God, for our continuing fellowship with your people of all ages, past, present, and future. Help us to remain faithful and bring us together to your eternal kingdom through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. Well, so we come to the end of our combined services today, and we welcome everyone here, especially friends of our neighboring and linked congregation of Ardeer, joining with us today as we joined with them last night for combined services. Mrs. Hebbenton and I would like to thank all you people for cards and good wishes which were sent to us, and we'd like to thank you for your support and help throughout the year, and indeed throughout all the years that we've been here serving with you. I remember an occasion close on 15 years ago now when I entered upon what was called retirement. And if this is retirement, it's a very happy time, and I thank you for making it so. Next Sunday, the first day of the year 2017, our services will be in Ardeer Church at 10 o'clock and here in this church at 11:30. And that will be the case throughout the year of 2017. The midweek services have been in abeyance for the Christmas and New Year holiday period, but they will resume on Wednesday, the 11th of January. That's a week or two yet still, but those services are in the small hall of this church, 10:30 on Wednesday mornings, and everyone who can come along will be welcome, beginning on January 11. And now we close this service with hymn 314, Child in the Manger, 314. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always.